On October 8th, the moon will pass entirely into the shadow of the Earth for the second total lunar eclipse of 2014. According to Bigelow, lunar eclipses occur twice a year, in April and October, and this eclipse is the second in a tetrad, or a series of four total lunar eclipses in a row. Generally, the full moon appears coppery red during a total lunar eclipse, giving rise to the term blood moon. Bigelow explained the cause of the moon's vivid appearance during total lunar eclipses.
Because Earth has an atmosphere, though, the air actually bends some of the light from the sun. It acts like a giant spherical lens. And so the light gets bent through the atmosphere to the moon. But the sun's light is actually a mixture of all the colors in the rainbow. And so the blue, violet, and those other colors tend to be scattered by the air, and that's why the sky is blue, by the way. And so all that color gets scattered out, and basically all that's really left to be bent and sent to the moon is kind of the red and orange hues of the sun's light.
He added that without the Earth's atmosphere, the moon would appear completely black, and that different levels of dust or volcanic ash in Earth's atmosphere can affect the particular shade of red or orange reflected by the moon. In folklore, all full moons have a name, and tomorrow's eclipse is also known as the Hunter's Moon. This moon rises soon after sunset and is often seen when it is lowest in the sky, and thus there is more atmosphere between the moon and the viewer. The Hunter's Moon has also been called a blood moon due to its crimson hue, making tomorrow's eclipse a blood moon for more than one reason. With Utah Public Radio, this is Travis Johnson.